Cryptocurrencies are about to get official investment ratings like stocks and bonds, but still way scarier.
It's a very volatile market. We decided not to impose an artificial stabilizer on the ratings, so they can change almost daily.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Even as Bitcoin prices came crashing down to earth in the last few days, cryptocurrencies are still a tempting target for investors. But what to trade in? Bitcoin is still crazy expensive, so Ethereum, Ripple, Litecoin, IOTA, Dash, Tron, Bitcoin Cash? You can comb through all the Reddit threads for advice. And starting this week, you can also add official financial ratings to that mix. Weiss Ratings is an independent agency that rates financial institutions and investments. On Wednesday, it will start assigning letter ratings, you know, A through F, to cryptocurrencies. And investors can use those ratings to make, well, as smart a decision as possible in this overheated climate. Martin Weiss is the founder of Weiss Ratings.
As you've seen in the news, the market for cryptocurrencies is wild. It's one of the few places we've seen so much fear, greed, and panic. So we felt that this is exactly when individual investors and consumers need some rational guidance that's based on fact and not fiction.
Given the newness and the complexity and, like you said, the sort of wildness overall, how on earth could you possibly come up with what you think is a reliable rating?
Well, reliable ratings are based on four things in our model. The first is what we call the risk index, to give you a sense of how much price risk there is in each cryptocurrency. And there's a lot of variability there. Some are not as volatile as others. The second index is what we call the reward index. It gives you an indication of how much profit potential you might see in that particular cryptocurrency. The third takes us beyond what most financial analysts typically look at, and that is what we call our technology index. How robust and how sustainable, how scalable is that particular cryptocurrency? And the fourth, it's kind of a reality test of all that technology in the real world to make sure that people are actually using it, that it really works.
So as you've done this analysis, I mean, do you believe that there are cryptocurrencies that are stable and aren't going to have wild fluctuations and that do represent? I mean, I find it hard to believe that there are some that represent a good investment.
It's like any other investment, especially new investments that are, or for example, like any other new technology. The marketplace as a whole is very volatile, no doubt. But with that risk, that extra risk, also comes a very unusual reward potential.
And as you look at, you know, I imagine that when you started this project, I imagine you have seen a lot of ups and downs since then. Do you worry that the market itself could evaporate?
No, I think that the technology and its impact in society is something that's here to stay for the long term. Otherwise, we wouldn't be rating these cryptocurrencies. But you have to expect, especially in this early immature phase, tremendous amount of volatility. It has happened before. It's just that when it did happen, it was at a time when very few people were paying attention.
And are there any really high scoring cryptocurrencies? I mean, is anybody getting an A or an A plus?
The last I checked, there were a couple of A's, but the price volatility of each cryptocurrency also, you know, is a factor. So it's possible that as prices decline, we could see some downgrades from of those A's to, let's say, a B plus. It's a very volatile market. We decided not to impose an artificial stabilizer on the ratings, so they can change almost daily.
That's Martin Weiss, the founder of Weiss Ratings. As an example of the volatility you tolerate as a cryptocurrency investor, during last week's crash, the co-founder of the Ripple currency lost more than $44 billion, on paper anyway. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.